Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
In terms of potential threats, the release of the Taliban who were being held in Guantanamo was conditioned on the Qataris keeping eyes on them and creating a structure in which we can monitor their activities. We will be keeping eyes on them. Is there the possibility of some of them trying to return to activities that are detrimental to us? Absolutely. That's been true of all the prisoners that were released from Guantanamo. There is a certain recidivism rate that takes place.
Everyone knows the issue, and everyone has drawn a line in the sand. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I know how most of my listeners see this issue. They see a renegade, out-of-control president, a man who has so detached himself from reality that he is now acting as though he is a monarch, not an American president, but a monarch without a party behind him. He doesn't need the party. He only needs a pen and a piece of paper. We understand how most people see it, and they're probably seeing it correctly. But you don't know this. Most of you don't know what he did last night. After this announcement hit, which knocked America back on its feet after the VA scandal, he hits us with this one. But true to Alinsky's playbook, last night, before leaving for Poland, he demanded $1.4 billion to house, to feed, to medicate the children crossing the border from Mexico into the United States. They want $1.4 billion more in federal money to take care of these illegal alien children that are being flooded into the United States on purpose. What you don't know about this is that this is a plan. They call it Obama's Director of Domestic Policy, Cecilia Munoz. I may be the only one in the media who knows who Cecilia Munoz is. She is the former director of the brown supremacist group La Raza. But she was invited into the White House to make certain that the demographics of America are changed forever. Munoz said that this is a humanitarian crisis. She said that we need $1.4 billion. They also are putting these so-called children on Air Force bases. What is this doing to our Air Force readiness when they turn them into ding-dong school for illegal alien children? And remember, some of these children are 18 years old. They're not children. Are they coming here to work? They're not coming here to work. They're children. Who's going to pay for them? You are, you dummies. Now, I'm mentioning this because I don't want to diminish the other scandal, but he's doing this on purpose. It's the Alinsky playbook. Overwhelm the people with one crisis after another. We're going to talk about all of this at the same time. He released the prisoners. He said that they could absolutely threaten America. He said that himself, but he was willing to do it to get back this heroic American. Now, we all know that he's not a hero. Now, when he enlisted in the military, maybe he was a heroic young man. Let's start from the beginning. The guy's not a coward. The guy was a hero to begin with. He enlisted in the military and served on the front lines in Afghanistan. So let's not underestimate where this kid came from and where his heart was at the beginning. But that's not the whole story. There's another part to this story for which I will never be forgiven, because what I'm about to say has not yet been said. But I will say it because I try to see things in a global way, not in a, let us say, tunnel vision manner. Israel did exactly the same thing as Obama just did. People's hearts just leapt and said, oh my God, Savage, you just gave Obama an out. No, I didn't. Israel was wrong to do it, and Obama's wrong to do it. Israel traded 1,000 known terrorists to get back one Israeli prisoner. Did you know that? There was a great outcry in Israel, both from people who survived the bombings that they were involved in. Israel said, no, you shouldn't have done it, but Israel did it. They were wrong to do it, and Obama's wrong to do this. So you have to see things in context. You can't just say, well, okay, he's the only one who did it. This is what liberals do. liberals have a fatal flaw in their thinking. And this fatal flaw can wind up being a fatal flaw for the United States of America. I'm aware of that. But there are two questions for you, the audience, today. Actually, two topics. One, do you think that Obama was right in releasing Bergdahl? Trading Bergdahl for 5 known terrorists. We know it was wrong. We know it was wrong, but I know you want to talk about that. Topic number two is that the same night that this was slapped in our face, Obama has announced he wants $1.4 million for the unaccompanied illegal alien children that are being brought in from Honduras and Central America on purpose in order to permanently change the demographics of the United States of America. And I'm going to have more to say about the changing of the demographics of America and why Obama and Cecilia Munoz and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse are so anxious to make certain that the heterosexual white Christian male is no longer the dominant force in the United States of America. Yes, it's that clear. Yes, it's that racist of them. Yes, they have a plan in mind. And yes, they're flooding these children into America so that they can do what? Work here? There were laws against child work, as far as I know, for a long time now. So these children are not being brought in here to work. They're being brought in here for another reason. And the left wants them here for another reason. And we have to house, feed, and transport the children to reunite them with relatives already living in the United States. And then what? More chain migration of these children now that they're here? Do you have any idea what he's done here? The same night you were reeling from him slapping you in the face with the release of the Taliban and bringing this traitor back to America, he announced he wants $1.4 billion in emergency money to cope with the housing and the feeding and the clothing of these so-called children. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what's going on in your country? Your country is being stolen from you right in front of your eyes. Now, he fled to Poland that very night. Of course, it was a long-announced trip. He fled to Poland for some another meeting and this and that. Russia's not in it. Then he's going to be on Friday over at Normandy to walk around like the commander-in-chief that he really isn't and make believe he had something to do with saving Private Ryan himself. So releasing 5 Taliban to get back one traitor is not a very good deal. He has the nerve in the following clip to compare himself to Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Listen to clip 3.
I wouldn't be doing it if I thought that it was contrary to American national security. And we have confidence that we will be in a position to go after them.
Yeah,
if,
right.
In fact, they are engaging in activities that threaten our defenses. But this is what happens at the end of wars. That was true for George Washington. That was true for Abraham Lincoln. That was true for FDR. That's been true of every combat situation.
Here he is now.
That at some point you make sure that you try to get your folks back. And that's the right thing to do.
Whenever you hear the word folks delivered in that particular corny manner, you better understand what he's really doing to you. So we're to understand, Mr. Obama, that FDR released Hitler, Goering, Himmler after World War II? No, Hitler shot himself, Goering committed suicide, and Himmler committed suicide. They were not released into the general public in a friendly nation to walk around freely in the nation with electronic bracelets. No, the war criminals were punished after World War II. We've never seen anything like this, Mr. Obama, and I don't think you're fooling anybody now. I believe that there's a clear case of treason, in my opinion. Treason. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Let's look at the headlines as you call 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation. Again, I want to repeat what I said to you. All of what I said to you, you've already heard somewhere else in one way or another. You already heard it somewhere else in one way or another. I understand that. You think you've heard it all. The one thing I said that you didn't hear anywhere else tonight on the Savage Nation is that there is a precedent for what Obama did. Now, I'm not giving him a pass. It was wrong for him to do it, in my estimation. But Israel did it. But Israel did it in a far more dramatic manner. They released 1,000 Palestinian terrorists to get back one of their men. They were wrong for doing it. The Israeli people went nuts when the Israeli liberal government did that. But they did it nevertheless. Here are the headlines on the Drudge Report, which has the best headlines right now. Qatar allowing released Taliban men to move freely in country. He's being reintegrated, is he? Military hides Bengal Bergdahl from public view. We'll call him Bengdahl. Bengal Tiger. Flashback. In 2010, it was reported that he had converted to Islam and taught captives bomb-making skills. That was reported in a newspaper in 2010 in England, that he had converted to Islam and taught captives bomb-making skills. The New York Times reports that he left a note explaining his desertion before going AWOL. He's not a POW. Susan Rice lied, by the way. He is not a hero. He did not serve with distinction. Susan Rice is a liar. Susan Rice is a serial liar. Susan Rice should be fired immediately. Susan Rice lied about Benghazi. Susan Rice is lying about Bengal Tiger. He wanted to renounce his American citizenship. There are many other stories. How many men died looking for this traitor? 14. 14 soldiers died searching for Bengal Tiger. How many men are going to die now that the terrorists have been released from Guantanamo? Remember, our men are still out there in the mountains of Afghanistan. They're still out there. And we have just now released some of the most hardline, ruthless killers to go back there and try to kill more of our men. How many more soldiers are going to be killed, Mr. Obama? Hey, hey, ho, ho. How many soldiers have you killed today, Mr. Obama? Hey, hey, ho, ho. How many soldiers have you killed today, Mr. Obama? There are many stories here, and they're all integrated around the fact that did Obama save a rat? That's the headline on the Drudge Report. But don't forget the secondary story, because it will have a deeper impact on this society than anything else I have ever seen. Because Obama has said he will not deport children, they're flooding into America from Central America. There are now at least 60,000 of these illegal aliens in our country. They're coming in from the Mexican, across the Mexican border. Obama last night, before fleeing to Poland to get away from yet another scandal, has demanded an extra $1.4 billion in federal money to cope with them. And to make matters worse, Obama has said he's going to put these children at two military bases, Air Force bases at that. What is that going to do to our military readiness? Do you not see a pattern here? Do you not see a president out to destroy this country at every level? I know you say you can't believe what you're hearing. It's a national radio show. How can I jump to that conclusion? Because I've crossed over. I've crossed the line. I can't take it anymore. I couldn't sleep last night. I was up all night. I've never seen anything like this. He is absolutely doing everything he can as fast as he can to not only change the demographics of America forever, but also to weaken America forever in a way that we will never imagine could be done by a single man. And unless there's an immediate impeachment move, we're not going to survive Barack Obama's madness. I am convinced he has gone crazy. I am personally convinced he is so drunk on his power, in that he has gotten away with virtually everything he has done, legal, illegal, constitutional, unconstitutional, doesn't matter, got away with it because we have no opposition party, no press, no nothing. So he figures, who's going to stop me? I'll do whatever I want. So now he's allowing radical brown supremacists like Cecilia Munoz, formerly director of La Raza, which means the race, and it only means the brown race, by the way, to tell us that it's a humanitarian crisis for these, quote, children. Have you seen the pictures of these children from Central America? Many of them are old enough to carry AK-47s. Many of them are old enough to have tattoos put on their necks and join gangs. No, they're not all children. And they're not all coming here to become good Americans. There's another reason he's bringing in this army of children. I think that I've gone as far as I want to go in my opening today. But I want to tell you, we have turned the corner with Barack Obama. And unless there's an immediate impeachment hearing, he's going to get a lot worse before he gets better. If you care to comment on any of my comments or the situations that I'm talking about, it's real easy to do so. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
in my view, in the view of thousands of other soldiers, America is less safe, and the world is a more dangerous place than it was 48 hours ago before their release.
Those are guys who serve with the traitor. Now, something I got to tell you, I'm the only one in the media who's even talking about the children coming across the border. Obama did this last night just before fleeing to Poland, and he used his mouthpiece, Cecilia Munoz, former director of La Raza, the brown supremacist group, who is now deeply ensconced inside the White House to make certain that America's demographics are changed forever, in my estimation. And now, last night, they tell us they need $1.4 billion in federal money immediately to cope with these children from Central America. They didn't have the money for our soldiers in our VA hospitals. They didn't have doctors for our soldiers in VA hospitals, veterans who served us, but they have doctors and money and lawyers for these kids from Honduras, from Guatemala. Now, why are they coming here? Because they've been told to come here. They're coming from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, from their horrible nations where violence and gut-wrenching poverty exists. And now we're supposed to take them in while the country is a basket case financially, a basket case in crime, a basket case in national identity. And Cecilia Munoz and Barack Obama are bringing in, now they say, at least 60,000 of these so-called children. Children? I saw pictures of them lining up at the border. I saw pictures of them getting on the Greyhound bus to Arizona. They didn't look like children to me. Most of them looked like 18, 17-year-old young men, old enough to carry an AK-47 in Afghanistan or to carry an AK-47 on the streets of New York or in the streets of Los Angeles. And if these words are too harsh for you, I don't give a damn. If everyone in the media stood up to the dictatorship that we are living in, we could stop it tomorrow. But instead we get nice men and nice women mincing words. Oh, I don't think that this is right. Oh, I think he was wrong. Oh, I'm not certain whether he was right.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
You don't want to, you know, see these five prisoners go back to combat. You don't want to, you know, there's a lot that you don't want to have happen. On the other hand, you also don't want an American citizen, if you can avoid it, especially a soldier, to die in captivity. So I think we have a long way to go before we really know how this is going to play out.
So she's taking a middle road to see which way the wind blows, as usual. And to show you how biased the media is, here in San Francisco, this story is not even being covered in the newspaper. Headline, iconic dive bars of San Francisco. Muni sick out continues. There's not one mention of the scandal that's raging across America. Ex-celeb couples SF home. When good actresses go bad. This is what San Francisco is fed on, day and night, night and day. The most backwards, mean-spirited city in the United States of America. Not one scintilla of truth about what the dictatorship that is emerging in America looks like, or what it's becoming. Not one scintilla of it. Now look, listen to what I said to you. I've said many things to you so far today. I believe Obama is purposely trying to destroy the country. And I'll stick by those words. It's nothing new. Not for me anyway. I've written two books on that subject. I've written two best-selling books on the subject and two novels on the subject in many ways. So if I say trickle up poverty, trickle down tyranny. Many of you bought the books. You know what I'm talking about. I documented my thesis with numerous references. And I'm telling you, it's getting worse than it's ever been. Now let me get into what I've really been holding back. As you know, one of the hobbies of mine is history. It's not my original subject matter of training. I'm trained in other fields. But history has become one of my hobbies. And one of the sources for my knowledge of history is the, used to be called American Military History Channel. This was fantastic documentary footage, and I love to watch it. Last night I was stunned as I was laying in bed, watching again something about what Hitler and the Nazis did as they tried to change the demographics of lands that they conquered. They would either move people out of the country into extermination camps, or deport entire populations away from areas that they wanted to Germanize, re-Germanize. They wanted to change the demographics of conquered lands to reflect their sick image of the master race. And so they deported or exterminated entire populations. Now watch the logical leap that I'm going to make. Obama is importing entire populations into this country in order to permanently alter the demographics of the United States. Let me repeat that sentence. It occurred to me last night while watching the documentary on what Hitler was doing, and it scared me. Because what Obama is doing is the reverse of what Hitler's doing, but it's going to have a similar effect in one regard. He is importing entire populations to permanently alter the demographics of the United States of America. Many of you can't even absorb what I just said to you. And I believe the motivation is strictly racial. I believe this is the most, if not racially conscious, then the most racially divisive administration in the history of this country. Believe? I don't even believe it. I know it. I see what they do and I listen to their speeches. And it's a very dangerous situation when they target a specific demographic in this country for, let us say, the problems of America, which is the white male. There's another very troubling story that you probably haven't heard anything about. Obama's henchman, Eric Holder, a man who was troubled before he began as Attorney General, a man who's been troubled as Attorney General, a man who has caused many, many problems for America, has now just vowed to fight against homegrown extremists. And I'm quoting now. U.S. revives group to fight homegrown extremists. Let me read the story from Reuters. Reuters, as you well know, is an internationalist left-wing outlet. The United States is reviving a law enforcement group to investigate those it designates as domestic terrorists, Eric Holder's Department of Justice announced today. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means that he's not going to focus on Islamic extremism abroad. He's going to only focus on domestic terrorism here in the United States of America. Now, the punchline of this is that events such as the Boston Marathon bombing by the two Muslims would not have even come under the purloin of this organization. Listen to what Holder said in announcing the group named the Domestic Terrorism Executive Committee. It's chilling. Quote, we must also concern ourselves with the continued danger we face from individuals within our own borders who may be motivated by a variety of other causes, from anti-government animus to racial prejudice. Now, what does he mean by anti-government animus and racial prejudice? He means he's going to target the Tea Parties. He means he's going to turn the full force of the federal government on returning military veterans who are white, Tea Party members, and those who oppose abortion. That's what Eric Holder just announced today. Make no mistake about it. We have now moved into a new world in this country that from which we'll never recover if this goes on. Do you understand? I don't think you even understand what's happening in this country and how quickly it's happening, how quickly the world is changing right in front of your eyes, how quick this team, this group, is out to not only transform America, but to permanently target certain groups within America for, let's say, increased scrutiny because they may be dangerous. So any anti-government rhetoric now is suspect, according to Eric Holder. That would mean anyone in talk radio who criticizes Eric Holder or Barack Obama or Susan Rice or anyone else in the government is now a potential terrorist. So anyone in talk radio is now a potential terrorist if they don't toe the party line. If you're a returning military veteran and you learned how to use weapons, you are now targeted by this gang that can shoot very straight indeed. If you have marched or oppose abortion, you are now considered a terrorist by the individuals who are running the United States of America right now. Now, the Bergdahl sideshow is a sideshow to take our heads and minds off the VA scandal. And while we were looking at the Bergdahl slideshow, they then said we have 60,000 illegal alien young people, children, that have come in here because we opened the doors to them, and now we need $1.4 billion in federal money to take care of them. More money, not for the veterans, not for the VA scandal, but to take care of non-citizens. So what exactly does he mean by domestic terrorism. It means exactly what it sounds like. It means domestic terrorism. So what's a homegrown terrorism task force going to do? It's a new Justice Department task force that will focus on the threat of homegrown terrorism. But what does that mean? Well, here's what Holder said. We face an escalating danger from self-radicalized individuals within our own borders. As the nature of the threat we face evolves to include the possibility of individual radicalization via the Internet, it is critical that we return our focus to potential extremists here at home. What does he mean by that? I don't know. What does he mean by that? What exactly does he mean by that? Would they have looked at Major Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter? Would they have looked at the Boston Marathon bombers, the Tsarnaev brothers? I don't know. I have no idea who they're going to look at. I do know that Christians, Tea Party supporters, and anti-abortion activists were at some point considered a major domestic threat to this administration. Did you know that soldiers were told that support for such groups could result in disciplinary action under the Uniform Code of Military Justice? Do you know that last October, according to PrisonPlanet.com, Army troops at Mississippi's Camp Shelby alerted media after a new training course labeled the American Family Association, which is a mainstream Christian ministry, was named as a domestic hate group similar to the Ku Klux Klan. Did you know that a separate briefing told military officers to keep an eye on troops who supported Christian groups, insinuating that they were a domestic terror threat? Did you know that last month a military whistleblower revealed documents that showed how a military training center in North Carolina, also used to train police and the DHS, was updated to include a Baptist church and farmhouse? Now, these training centers used to be modeled on foreign cities, but they're not modeled on foreign cities anymore. The U.S. government's training centers for anti-terrorism activity are now based on churches and farmhouses, and they're modeled after areas inside the United States of America. So exactly what is a domestic hate group? Does it worry you? Are you afraid of this? What do you think is going on here? What do you think he's going to do with this new organization under Eric Holder? The plan to create a new Justice Department task force. Now, remember, we have no habeas corpus anymore. They can kill or arrest any American without a warrant, as they have done. Are we now reaching the point of Americans disappearing in black cars that FBI takes away without a warrant? I don't know. It can't happen here, right? What do you mean it can't happen here? Can't happen. It's the United States of America. We're not Argentina under the generals, are we? No, we're the United States of America under a gang. We have a federal government gang that's running amok. It's sort of like government anarchy. The best description of what they're doing is government anarchy. They're acting as laws unto themselves. Each day, without consultation of committees, without consultation of Congress, they increase their power madness. They increase their desire to marginalize anyone who criticizes them for whatever they may be doing. So we've entered a new place in the United States of America. And I think I've said all I can possibly say today without repeating myself. And I don't want to repeat myself. I want you to repeat yourself. And if you have any strong feelings on this issue, one way or the other, I invite you to call me at 855-400-7282. And I have two main topics. The flood of immigrants into the United States of America under the guise of humanitarianism and demanding money for it, releasing terrorists, calling this guy Bergdahl a hero by Susan Rice. What do you think about these issues? I'm open for business. WABC in New York City. Richard, you can start tonight. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, thank you for pointing out about these train wreck scandals causing political distraction. Already we've forgotten the need for an investigation who outed the CIA chief in Afghanistan. That's by all this disaster.
Well, hold on. You just brought up something. The outing of the CIA chief in Kabul the same weekend Obama made a surprise visit, which was 10 days ago, correct? Now, you do know that that CIA station chief would have known the whole story about Bergdahl. He would have known everything about him. It was in his purloin to know that. Do you think there's any connection between the two? Some people do. And it was purposeful. Whoever outed the CIA station chief committed a crime. Who did it? Who was it who sent the drone, our most advanced drone, to Iran and delivered it without a scratch? Was there ever an investigation? No.
Well, now, thank you for playing that quote from the president, trying to compare this prisoner release with those of President Washington, Lincoln, and President Roosevelt. In each of those wars, the war was ended under an agreement. The enemy was defeated. They only dealt then after that. We're still dealing with the enemy. There's no armistice with this Taliban.
That's correct. I understand that. You're 100% right, Richard. But how many of your cohorts understand what you just said? Meaning your family, your friends, your coworkers, would they understand what you just said?
I think someone would point out the analogy would be good. That's why I'm glad I had this opportunity today on your show with your listeners across the nation. Thank you.
Well, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant insight, Richard. Obviously, you know what you're talking about. These are very serious days, you know. These are times that are very stressful for all of us. For me not to be able to sleep at night and start thinking about demographics and Hitler and moving populations across borders and waking up at 3 in the morning with pieces of the show in my head of things I want to say. This is a new spot for me. I've never been here. I've done the show for 20 years. But most nights I could turn the show off. I could turn it off and rest for the next day. I can't turn it off anymore because I believe that we're in a new place in the United States of America. I believe this administration has declared war on our freedom. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I think if the president believes he can take the five most dangerous people in Gitmo and turn them loose, turn them back to the fight, that he can get rid of anyone, and that's his obsession, is to close Gitmo. So I think that factors into this thing in a big way. And as far as what Qatar says they can and can't do, I don't believe any of that. They're going to go back and start working, and they've already killed Americans. They'll be killing more Americans.
Yep, Senator Inhofe is 100% right. Unfortunately, we are countering Senator Inhofe with Feinstein, Boxer, Reid, and the other socialists who back Obama's tail no matter what he does. And so there are very few patriotic senators out there, which is why this election is so darn important. And, you know, many of you are disenamored of the Republican Party, but Inhofe is a Republican, and he's a great man. And I've got to tell you, as weak and as wimpy as the Republicans are, they're the only thing we've got. We got nothing else. Nothing. Zero. And unless we can throw out Harry Reid's gang and reduce his power, we're finished. The country's over. Just imagine what Obama would do if he had control of the House of Representatives in addition to the Senate. Just imagine what he would be getting away with. Just imagine. Just imagine. You know, Putin and Obama are playing a game right now. Putin's playing chess, and Obama's playing with, I can't say it, it's something else. But the thing is that there was just a Russian jet and a U.S. plane nearly colliding over the Pacific Northeast in an aerial clash, not seen since the Cold War. Why do you think this is going on? Well, first of all, we provoked Russia. We sent the U.S. reconnaissance plane 60 miles off the coast of the Russian Far East. So what do you expect the Russians to do? Again, they're being called the aggressors. So they fly up an Su-27 jet, which, basically buzzes it within 100 feet of the cockpit to unnerve the American crew. Why were we flying within 60 miles of the Russian coast? Now, what if the Russians put a reconnaissance or intelligence jet 60 miles off the coast of California? Wouldn't we scramble our most advanced fighter jets and warn them, even though they're in international airspace? But wouldn't we do what just Putin did? So why must we turn everything the Russians do into something evil? We're provoking them. I think Obama wants an incident.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I wouldn't be doing it if I thought that it was contrary to American national security. And we have confidence that we will be in a position to go after them if, in fact, they are engaging in activities that threaten our defenses. But this is what happens at the end of wars. That was true for George Washington. That was true for Abraham Lincoln. That was true for FDR. That's been true of every combat situation, that at some point you make sure that you try to get your folks back. And that's the right thing to do.
Well, as I pointed out and a listener pointed out in the last hour, that is not true again. He lied again. For example, FDR did not release Hitler, Goering, and Himmler. Hitler killed himself. Goering committed suicide while being tried at the Nuremberg trials and such. Moreover, the war was over when some of the German prisoners who had fought against our troops were released. The war was over. They had been defeated. They signed a document saying they lost the war. In this case, it's the equivalent, Mr. Obama, of releasing active combat commanders to a military that's still at war with your military. So in essence, you've just undermined your own military. This was a disastrous political decision, and I think most of us may be looking at it backwards. I don't think that this was as much about Bergdahl as it was about releasing five of the most dangerous Taliban. I know you say, well, wait a minute, what did he just say? Listen to what I just said. I don't think this was so much about getting back a questionable American soldier who apparently walked off his guard post. And not only that, converted to Islam, made anti-American statements. I don't think it was so much about getting him back as it was about Obama and his minions and their desire to release five of the most deadly of the enemy's commanders. Let that sink in. I mean, whatever you want to do. You can look at it any way you want. If you want to talk about that, you can. If you want to talk about Obama purposely flooding America with as many third worlders as he possibly can, as fast as he can, while giving us the bill to pay for their care and housing, go ahead. Make my day. Because last night, Obama said he needs an extra $1.4 billion to address the surge in children flooding into America on our southern border. Now, Governor Brewer said, stop dumping illegal immigrants in Arizona cities. She's wonderful. She's a hero of mine. She said, stop dumping illegal immigrants in Arizona cities. She wants it stopped. 60,000 of them are being flown, bused, and abandoned in Arizona. They're now being housed at Air Force bases, destroying our air readiness. So what is Obama trying to do here? Why is he bringing in so many third worlders? Why is he bringing in these children, some of whom are as old as 18 years of age, from Central America? And there's another interesting question about these children coming in from Guatemala and El Salvador through Mexico. You want to hear the interesting point? I know several El Salvadoran refugees, and I know several Guatemalan refugees. One thing they all told me is the Mexicans either kill them, extort them, or beat the hell out of them when they come through Mexico. The Mexicans do not let El Salvadorans just walk through their country to America. They rob them of everything they have. They rape the women if they can, and they beat the men up. I was told this by El Salvadoran men, wonderful people, what they had to go through to get here. The point is that Mexico does not permit immigrants from nations south of their border to come through their country with impunity. So who in the Mexican government has opened up the doorways for all of these children to come into America? There seems to be a corridor now that's been created. The unprecedented surge of children making the 1,000-mile journey from Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border. Who's allowing them to do this? Who's allowing them to walk through Mexico? And on Monday, Cecilia Munoz, formerly the head of the brown supremacist group La Raza, now ensconced in the White House, said that this is a humanitarian crisis and that we need $1.4 billion from Congress immediately. Well, where's the money to come from? Well, obviously, the money that was not spent on our veterans who were allowed to die in the VA hospitals, I guess some of that can be skimmed off for the humanitarian crisis. Senator Appropriations Committee Chairwoman, the despicable Barbara Mikulski, said this is a humanitarian crisis and it requires a humanitarian response. I don't think she said the same thing about the Veterans Administration crisis, by the way. So it's very bad, and it's going to get much worse. And the fact of the matter is that it's being done on purpose. It's not being done by accident. Obama is trying to flood America with third worlders for many different reasons. If you'd like to comment on the Bergdahl situation, if you'd like to comment on the flood of illegal immigrant so-called children in Arizona cities, 855-472-8282 will get you to be heard by more people than you've ever spoken to in your entire life. What do you want to say about this? Bergdahl, the kids, what's the problem? WBAP, Texas, Dallas. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the actions of, you know, our president have made me go ahead and take a 10-year career in the Army and throw it aside. I'm done with it. I don't have a lot of freedoms of speech, you know, so I'm not putting my last name out there, what unit I'm with or anything, but I'm done. There's no way that I could possibly continue to serve with decisions like this being made almost on a weekly basis now.
Well, Mark, let me ask you this. How do your fellow soldiers, are they talking about what Obama just did?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's talking about it. We all think it's a shame. There's no way.
But do you think that this will be the final, do you think this is the last straw for most men in the military who really didn't know what Obama was? Do you think this will awaken them to who he actually is?
You know, I hope so. I mean, I've seen it coming for a long time. I made this decision way before this, but this is the one that, like, if there was anything else after Benghazi, you know, what else am I supposed to do? I can't work under that. Is he really going to take care of us? Because we're supposedly defending this country back here. But what if he turns us on ourselves? Because that's what this seems like to me right now.
So. Well, to Obama, you're just cannon fodder. We all understand that. To him, you're nothing. You're a cannon fodder. I mean, they may give you the speeches and the flags, but you know how they see you. They see you as cannon fodder. I'm sorry to say it, but I'm a cynic when it comes down to it. The fact of the matter is, if anyone in the military ever votes for a Democrat again, they ought to have their head examined. Thanks for the call. That's all. And let that statement stand where it is. WABC, New York City. John, go ahead. On which topic are you calling?
Hi, Dr. Savage. First of all, I want to say you're a very brave person for speaking your mind in a day when they're trying to silence everyone who's against this administration.
Wait, let me say this. I'm not trying to win a prize of bravery, and I have great trepidation about saying the things I say, and I'm aware of the fact that we have a government that's turning on the people, and turning on the people at a more rapid rate than I've ever seen in my life. It's very worrisome, but at this point, I'm too far in to pull back out. There's no going back anymore. I'm too far in to pull back out. I can't stop. This is it. They've declared war on our Constitution. They've declared war on America. They've declared war on patriots. They've declared war on anybody who opposes their policies. I have no choice at this point, John.
Another thing. You mentioned La Raza, that the woman that was in charge of there is now working with the president. I mean, I don't know if everybody knows in the audience, but that group, their sole purpose is for Mexico to take back land that they believe belongs to them.
That's right. La Raza is not right. La Raza, who was run by Cecilia Munoz, who is now a policy advisor to Obama. She's been so for several years, which was payback to the pressure groups that got him elected, by the way. You understand what's going on here. You think that these 60,000 children, some of whom are 18 years old, are not going to vote illegally in this next election?
Sure they will.
Well, you know that we're the only Western nation that does not have voter identification? Are you aware of that? How could a nation like this not have voter ID? How is it possible? It's because we've allowed the racists on the other side to use race as a weapon to prevent us from even talking about a common sense law which would require voter ID to vote in America. That's all. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Sue, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just wanted to say, as a grandmother, that those 60,000 children that Obama's bringing in, those are his little soldiers. And those are the little soldiers that are going to grow up and be fighting a civil war in the street against my grandchildren. And that's
but you actually fear that? You actually live in fear of that?
Yeah, I think they're mercenaries because they are they've lived in such a violent upbringing that they're going to be indoctrinated by a when Obama gets a hold of them. Where are they going to go? Who's going to feed them? It's going to be the state feeding them. They're going to they're little soldiers waiting to be indoctrinated and
they're certainly soldiers of the left. As to whether they're soldiers with regard to a civil war, I doubt it at this time. But they're soldiers of the left. They're being brought in to vote for Democrat socialism, which is all they know, by the way. And they're being brought in to be wards of the state so the state can use them any way they wish. I pray to God you're wrong about the civil war issue. Why is Obama flooding America with 60,000 illegal immigrant children, dumping them in Texas and Arizona? What is he trying to do? They're being flown, bussed, and abandoned out of state in Arizona and elsewhere. They're being flown in. How are they getting through Mexico? If it's so dangerous to come through Mexico, which it is, how are they transiting through Mexico? This is all orchestrated again. It's all orchestrated. It's an attempt to reduce a certain segment of the population and increase another certain segment of the population. I'm trying to tell you something here, and I'm trying to do it in as polite a manner as I can. He is importing entire populations to alter the demographics of the United States forever. Are these productive citizens? I mean, we're told they all come here to work. What do you mean they all come here to work? There's no child labor allowed in this country. They don't come here to work. So they're being brought here for another reason by the illegitimate left-wing government. What are they doing here? This is an illegitimate act. It's illegal. They're not citizens. Why are we being forced to pay for their care? They want $1.4 billion to care for them? And they didn't have the money to care for our veterans? Why? Why have they prioritized caring for the children of illegal aliens? They're not even illegal aliens. They're not even children of people who are here illegally. They're children from another country that don't even belong here. They're flooding us with third world children. Do you know what this is going to do to our schools and our hospitals? Have you any idea what Obama is trying to do to your children's schools and to your hospitals? Do you have any idea? Why is he doing this to America? I think you can answer the question. Because the evil progressives want them here. 60,000 of them? There's so many that FEMA has started to stash them on Air Force bases. Are you surprised? What did you think would be the result of the various DREAM Acts passed by Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, and others? What do you think the result would be for in-state tuition for non-citizens? Of course, third world families are sending their children to this stupid nation in hopes that their children will qualify for amnesty and then bring in other families in a chain migration or through family reunification visas. These people in Central America are not stupid. They understand fully what Obama is saying to them. But what about American children? With failing schools and ballooning college tuition, don't you think the money spent on illegal immigrant children would be better used to serve our own struggling children? And if you think that this is only a war against Caucasians, you're mistaken. This is also a war against other ethnic groups. Make no mistake about it. There is a diabolical desire on the parts of these radical progressives. This has nothing to do with humanitarianism. It has everything to do with conquest. It's one man's opinion. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. It's a pretty sad day in America today when you see a president acting with such imperiousness without any checks and balances. Now, there is an outcry coming from some of the Republicans certainly not from the Socialist Democrats, New World Order yackers. They're saying nothing about it. They're saying, how dare you even attack the president for this? He brought him home safe. He didn't leave a man behind. It's utter rubbish. Obama saved a rat is the headline on the Drudge Report. Obama saved a rat. Everyone knows what this guy was. He taught captors bomb-making skills after converting to Islam. He left a note explaining his desertion before he went AWOL. He wanted to get rid of his American citizenship. 14 men were killed searching for the rat. And yet Susan Rice, the serial liar, I don't understand how she functions. Meaning, how does anyone let her talk? She's a serial liar. She threw away whatever shred of credibility she had with the Benghazi lie. Now she comes out and says he served with distinction. Lied about that. It's an administration surrounded by liars. You say, all right, well, all politicians do it. Never at this level. So why am I banging my head against the stone wall here? Why? Do I enjoy the pain? Do I enjoy the blood as my skin bleeds as I hit my head against cement? I don't know why. My horoscope said, you know, give your brain a rest today. Take it easy. Don't overdo it. So I said, okay, I won't overdo it. I'll only talk about the White House seeking an extra couple of billion dollars to take care of children coming in on the southern border. 60,000 of them by the latest count. I can't sleep, though, and so if I can't sleep, I have to tell you what I'm thinking about at night. He's importing an entire population of Central American under 18-year-olds to alter the demographics of the United States forever. Forever. They didn't come here to work. He's not bringing them in because he needs labor. He's not bringing them in because they're going to follow the American way. He's not bringing them in because they're all A students in their home country. What are they being brought in here for? You know, it's a very big question, but you didn't see it anywhere in the news today, did you? Because he hits you with one crisis after another. He's following Saul Alinsky's playbook.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
We're talking about the super left-wing radical who has seized power in the United States of America under false pretenses, Barack Obama. We're talking about him shocking America one day after another. After the Bergdahl thing, he announced before fleeing to Poland that he wants $1.4 billion to feed, to house, to clothe, and to educate 60,000 children from Central America who are coming in on some kind of superhighway through Mexico. Remember, these kids could not get through Mexico on their own under any circumstance. So there's some kind of complicity with the Mexican government here to allow them to come through on this gravy train. That's two topics here. And the big one to you, of course, is Bergdahl. So let's go back to that. A soldier who served with the traitor, U.S. Army Private First Class Jose Baguette, says all he did was get real heroes killed. Let's listen in.
There's three general orders that we have, and one of them is I will not leave my post until properly relieved, and he obviously did that purposely and walked off into the night.
All right.
But to be labeling him as a hero when all he really did was just leave his guard post and get real heroes killed, the ones that were looking for him, like Lieutenant Andrews, my lieutenant at the time, Matthew Martinek. To me, those are heroes.
Not to the radicals in the United States of America, of course. Not to the progressives in the United States of America. The progressives, remember, had a motto in the 60s, bring it all down, man. Do you remember it? Remember the motto of Obama's grandparents? I don't mean the actual physical grandparents, but those who preceded him in the left-wing movements in the 60s on the college campuses had a motto, bring it all down, man. Well, here they are. They're bringing it all down, girl. They're bringing it down, girl, all around you. Now, they may not even know what they're doing, nor do they care what the end result will be, nor do they know what they want to reconstruct in the wake of destroying this nation. All they know is that they can destroy it, they are destroying it, and they're enjoying it. They're enjoying the destruction of every aspect of America, from the cultural level to the military level. They're destroying every edifice of the United States of America, and they're enjoying it. They don't know what image they're going to rebuild it. They don't understand where they're going, nor do they care. All they know how to do is to destroy. They don't know how to build. So, all right, you made your point, Michael. Now what are you going to do? Nothing. Nothing. Made my point. That's all I want to do is make my point. I'm not a revolutionary. You are. You're the revolutionary. You're the revolutionary. There are hundreds of millions of us who know what this government is. Now you're considered a terrorist. That's right. According to Eric Holder, if you're anti-government, you're a potential terrorist, and you have to be watched now by the FBI. So I guess now we're all terrorists in the United States of America. Anyone who dares question anything that Barack Obama does is now a potential terrorist. You see, they've taken their focus off the Taliban. Now, what do you think this intelligence apparatus is going to do with the trillions of dollars that they've been given for the war on terror? Let's all take a deep breath. We've created unnecessary departments like DHS, who's done nothing. DHS is actually inviting illegals into the country instead of blocking them. Okay? So did the DHS stop the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston? No. They didn't stop them. So we have trillions of dollars, armed men and women walking around this country who had one goal, which was to stop terrorism. Well, if the war on terror is over, according to our supreme allied commander, Barack Obama, he's not going to suddenly say we're going to also dismantle the DHS, is he? He's not going to suddenly dismantle the anti-terrorism forces across America, is he? No, they're just going to be refocused. And the focus is now going to be turned on returning military veterans, anyone who criticizes the federal government, anyone who opposes abortion, and anyone who opposes gay rights. They will now be considered potential terrorists, and this giant apparatus will be turned upon them. At least that's one man's fear, and there's every reason to fear it, because Holder said so. He said who he's going to turn it on. He didn't say he's going to eliminate these anti-terrorism groups, did he? All right, let me take some calls from you. There's great callers out there, really great callers, and here's the one I really want to take right now. FTL in Florida. Jim, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
I've got one thing to say, and then I will take my evicting answer offline. And that's just basically when America is going to wake up and see that actions speak louder than words with this radical president.
Okay, let's spell out what you mean by actions speak louder than words. I mean, I know what you mean. Be specific. What do you mean by that?
Well, everything that this president seems to do seems to support something to do with radical Muslim actions. The releasing of the Taliban, taking favor with the Brotherhood, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you believe that this administration has been penetrated by double agents?
Well, I don't know if that's the case or not, but if you are a thinking person, it sure seems like there's something sinister behind it.
Do you believe Obama himself may be sympathetic to some aspects of Islam?
Again, actions speak louder than words.
Right, and let's not forget, both of Obama's fathers were Muslims. I mean, what is so hard to figure out? And it's not a crime to be a Muslim. Let me be very clear. If I were a Muslim, I'd be proud to tell everybody I am a Muslim. But the fact of the matter is, his fathers were both Muslims. He went to a Muslim childhood school in Indonesia called a madrasas. So what's the mystery to figure out that he has a sympathetic streak in him towards Islam? Nothing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the question is, how far does that go? Just how far does that go?
I think that the next step is to get Michelle, which they haven't done yet, but I think they're grooming her to run for president, and no one said that yet.
No, God forbid. God forbid that eventuality. Although the only benefit to that would be the catfight between Michelle Obama and Hillary in the primaries. That's the only thing that would get me up in the year 20, let's see... Oh, yeah, after my book comes out. I think the only thing that will get me out of my pajamas in 2014 after my book comes out would be to see Hillary and Michelle Obama fight it out in a primary in 2015 leading up to the elections of 2016. Of course, the primaries would be in 2016, I guess, when the election is. It seems like it's so, so far away. Can you believe we're so many years into this century already? Have you ever thought about that? Remember the year 1999? And the year 2000 was coming. All the lunatics were talking about the Y2K nightmare. Remember that? I didn't. I told you it was ludicrous. It would never cause a crash. Remember that? But everyone on radio, oh, you know, Y2K this, Y2K that. Well, now 2000 came and went. Now we're already in 2014. Sometimes I wonder, I think back, I say, 2014. I said, what would it must have been like for somebody who was living in 1914? How they thought how advanced they were so far into the century, you know? And they could never have imagined what was coming in 1917. Could those in 1914 envision what was coming in 1917? I don't think so. Could we in 2014 envision what's coming in 2017? I can. That's why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War, which will be out in October. By the way, I have great news for all of you out there. I have to put this in the most political, in a very political manner. I told you that there was some, quote, discussion between myself and the publisher as to the title of this project I've been working on. And for a long while, we were running back and forth between Stop the Coming Civil War, which was the original cover. And then it got modified to the Savage Truth subtitle, Stop the Coming Civil War. And then I started to say, look, the title Stop the Coming Civil War is the title. That's the book. That's what it's all about. That's what I spent a year working on. And that's the new title. That is the title. It's a picture of yours truly with his hands out in a stop manner. My both hands are out. I think only one picture hand got in the picture. Palm out, stretch forward, stop. In the stop sign, like Stop the Coming Civil War. Subtitle, The Savage Truth. Why did I write the book? Oh, because I want to be rich and famous. Oh, I want to put more money in a bank account that earns no interest. Could it be because I actually believe what I say? Could it be because I believe if I can convert enough people in the middle of the road who don't really know what's going on in one place, one book, one document that may change their mind, and if I can take a certain number of people and turn them to understand the danger we're in, we could actually save the country and stop this insurrection that they're trying to provoke? Could it be that that's the reason I wrote the book? Or is everyone so cynical that they don't believe that that's possible as to why I would write a book? I don't know. I'll let you decide when you read it as to why I wrote the book. Let's take another quick call. Joy on WMAL in Washington. I hope that this is not what you really want to say, but go ahead and say it anyway.
Okay, this is Joy from Virginia.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to say, you know, you're speaking about the changing demographics of the country. What I'm going to tell you is, I'm not being negative or mean about it, but what's very popular in the black population is the changing demographic is happening before your eyes, and that you all are not prepared for it. White women are changing the demographic of your white race. Nobody's speaking about this. 5 years ago, you could barely see a commercial on television about white women with black men. White women are changing the demographics by procreating with black men at a rate that we have never seen before. And we're talking about writing books, we're talking about this, we're talking about that, but if it's true that most black people are democratic, what's going to happen in another 10 years when all of these white women appropriating with black men? And this is not a negative comment, but I've been in nursing for 33 years. I see it coming in the hospitals every single day, young white women being impregnated by black men. And these children are identified as black. No one is addressing the issue that the white population is dwindling, and it's dwindling at the hands of the white woman.
Well, I would see it another way. I would say that the white women, in a large majority, are not even having children at all. They're too busy having fun, which is why you see white girls with baby carriages with dogs in them, for example, in New York City or San Francisco, which is why you see Caucasian women not even wanting to have children anymore. So I would say that's as much a part of the picture as anything else, Joy.
Yes, but please do, because, I mean, we sit around, the doctors, nurses, we all sit around because we see this coming into the hospitals in groves. And it's a problem with health care because a lot of the times these young white women are not marrying the men. They're pretty much, I hate to say this, but they're pretty much falling into the category of what has happened to black women all along with the men.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, Joy, you're a nurse yourself?
We're seeing that at a higher rate with white women.
Joy, are you a nurse? Are you a nurse?
Yes.
Well, look, I mean, people could listen to you and say, oh, boy, she shouldn't have said that on national radio, but I listen to you because I never heard it before. I never heard that fact that there are so many people in that particular situation. But, you know, there's a positive sign to that, Joy, a positive note to that alarm bell that you just rang, which is that I would think that a child of a so-called mixed-race marriage would be less likely to hate a particular, either of the two races, wouldn't you?
Well, what we're finding is that most of the mothers that's coming in are identifying the children as black. They are identifying as Democrat, is what
But I'm not saying Democrat, Republican. I am saying that a child of mixed race generally would have to have a more balanced view of both races from which he derives, don't you think?
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
I understand that. I understand that there are cases where a child of mixed race decides that one side of his genetic inheritance is to be repressed, to be denied, and to be actually despised. And then he takes on the aura of the other side. I've seen that as well. My only hope is that it would not yield that in a child. I would hope that the former rather than the latter would result from a mixed-race marriage. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
In terms of potential threats, the release of the Taliban who were being held in Guantanamo was conditioned on the Qataris keeping eyes on them
and creating
a structure in which we can monitor their activities.
A playroom?
We will be keeping eyes on them.
Eyes on them?
Is there the possibility of some of them trying to return to activities that are detrimental to us? Absolutely. That's been true of
detrimental?
All the prisoners that were released from Guantanamo. There is a certain recidivism rate that takes place.
So a number of men were killed trying to rescue the deserter. How many men are going to be killed as a result of Obama releasing these five dangerous terrorists? Well, the body count will certainly go up. It will not go down. And I guess under President Obama, his legacy will be remembered as no deserter left behind. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. We're talking about that. We're talking about the flooding by Obama of 60,000 children from Central America who are being walked through Mexico with complicity of the Mexican government. There's no other way they could be getting here. There's huge problems here. There's huge problems here. WMAL Terry, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, how you doing? A lot of the problems that we're facing as far as the economy, as far as the way foreign policy is being handled. I mean, Obama's at the head of things. You got the Democrats, Republicans, whatever you want to say, the left and all that stuff. But there's a bigger enemy that's really orchestrating all this stuff, all the way from over 100 years ago, and it's the international bankers. This is all structured to create these kind of dissensions and destruction and erode at the Constitution and our rights in order to really to take this over, to be that kind of society. It's not from the British.
I don't deny what you're saying has validity. There is a definite plan to eliminate the sovereignty of the United States of America, just as the sovereignty, for example, of many European nations was eliminated when they joined the EU. But there was just a vote in Europe last week, and France and England said no to the New World Order. We don't even have a chance to do that here, Terry. We don't have a chance to say no to the end of America as we know it, do we?
No, not.
I know what you're saying. You're saying that Obama's basically just a puppet of this group of powerful bankers. Isn't that what you're saying?
Catapulted to this White House. I mean, and lifted as a messianic figure, and then everybody's hopes up in the air.
I get you. A puppet at the pulpit. I get it. Unfortunately, we're flat out of time. Thanks for listening to the Savage Nation across America. Another big hour in most of the 200 and some odd markets for the program. Thanks for giving me 15 minutes. I hope you've given you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You don't want to, you know, see these five prisoners go back to combat. You don't want to, you know, there's a lot that you don't want to have happen. On the other hand, you also don't want an American citizen, if you can avoid it, especially a soldier, to die in captivity. So I think we have a long way to go before we really know how this is going to play out.
You know, Mrs. Clinton, to be fair, I know you're playing both ends against the middle and hedging your bet. You don't know which way the wind blows yet. How about the U.S. Marine locked to a bed in Mexico being beaten by Mexican guards? You said you don't want an American citizen to die in captivity if you can avoid it. And I guess we have to take you on your word, but the American Marine trapped in Mexico really didn't do anything wrong. He made a mistake. While this guy was a deserter, I would think that you could bring all the powers of your office, Mrs. Clinton, to get that Marine out of the Mexican hellhole that he's in. And then maybe you might even get some of the military vote again, because right now you're not getting it. You see, the Democrats have found out that as a result of Obama's VA scandal, as a result of him backing the deserter, as a result of him stabbing the soldiers in the back at every turn and then pretending he's a great, commander-in-chief, I would say that a good chance is 90% of the military and military family vote is absolutely never going to vote Democrat again, not in our lifetime. And it has a lot to do with this Bergdahl mess that they're in, trading five of the most hardcore murderers on the planet for I couldn't call him traitor yet. I would just say every bit of evidence looks like he's a deserter. Evidence. He left his post. Of course, he's innocent until proven guilty. And we don't know whether this political military will even conduct an investigation. We understand that they do nothing unless the boss man tells them to do it. And you know that they're not going to do it unless they're told to do it. They're not going to do it. And Dempsey is just basically an usher in a movie theater now. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, is like an usher in a Lois Valencia, in an usher's uniform. He does exactly what the owner of the theater tells him to do. The fact of the matter is the prisoner swap was meant to release these five murderers. I don't know that it had much to do with Bergdahl. I think we're looking at it backwards. I mean, he's a deserter, according to those who served with him. I have to defer to them. They were there in the field with him. You know that he left his rifle, helmet, body armor, night vision goggles, and his gear neatly stacked, and he walked off post. Walked off, didn't tell anybody. Then reports have come out that he hated America. Then reports came out that he converted to Islam. Then reports came out that he was teaching the Taliban bomb-making techniques. And you know the army is not going to court-martial him. You know he's already a hero. He's already a hero. You know that. He's a greater American hero than any American hero in past history. Because if he's made a hero, it supports Obama's decision. If he's made to be seen for what he actually is, it undermines Obama's position. So you tell me how this is going to work out since we live in a dictatorship. I know you say we don't really live in a dictatorship. I'm free to buy any car I want. I'm free to sleep with whoever I want. I am free to buy any music I want. I'm free to buy any book I want. We don't live in a dictatorship. Well, it's all by degree. Everything, even dwarfs started small, as they say. So we don't know where this ends. We know how it began with an unknown community organizer hoodwinking America. And now we are six or seven. I don't know how many years have we been under this regime. I don't even know anymore. I've lost track of it. He was elected in 08, was he? I don't know. I think he took power in 08. So that's 4 is 12 to 6 years. Only two more years to go. That's all. Actually, it's two and a half years to go. And look what Bush did to us in the last 3 months of his regime. You can just imagine what he could do now in the last 27 months of this regime. So now he's bringing 60,000 people under the age of 18 in through Mexico on a superhighway and flooding them into Texas and Arizona and busing them into Air Force bases and demanding $1.4 billion as he fled to Poland last night to take care of them. He didn't have the money for our veterans, for the VA hospitals, but he wants $1.4 billion in order to take care of non-citizen children. How is that possible? So there's big problems out there, really, really big problems. Let's take your calls to see what you think about these issues. 855-400-7282. On the Internet, Richard, you've been holding a while. What do you mean by your statement that Obama's actions are coming to a head?
Look, it's impossible to know to whom he is beholden. You've mentioned many times, and I've asserted very often that he's beholden to somebody. If you want to posit that he was a Manchurian candidate, and that theoretically he could be therefore a Manchurian president, then it stands to reason he's got subaltern Manchurians. You know, when I look at this Bergdahl guy, I say to myself, maybe he was marched in to Afghanistan, and then maybe he was marched out again with Anita Rose. Obama is clearly an Islamophile, if not a jihadophile. Who knows where he's coming from? But my larger point is that there's going to be a convergence of some of the things that he's done to turn every single institution in this country on its head and into corruption. There's nothing he's touched which has not become corrupt. The social order, sexual morality, citizenship, the notion of truth itself. Everything that he's done is headed somewhere. It's impossible to know.
He has perverted the meaning of every institution in America, and I use that word with caution. He has perverted virtually every institution in America, and I mean that word in the exact sense that it was originally written, created for. He has perverted the meaning of the word citizen. He has perverted the meaning of the word homeland security. He has perverted the meaning of the word terror. He has perverted the meaning of the word hero. Yes, I agree with you. So what do you think is his end goal?
There's nothing he utters which is not, even if it is an ostensible praise of something American, that doesn't have a backhand slap at a tradition or the way the country was founded or the way the country is going. The way he's taking it is the way he wants to take it, and it's definitely, if not diametric, certainly very acutely far afield from what the founders intended.
Richard, let's pause for a minute. You and I are seeing things exactly the same way, and it's starting to affect me very deeply. It's one thing to watch this go in a slow motion and criticize it, and then see it escalate at such a rapid pace and in such a dramatic manner. Do you think this is coming to a head? Do you think that eventually he's going to overreach and he's going to stumble? Do you think eventually his own party will bring him down?
I think he would have stumbled long ago had he been left to his own devices, but his support system is so incredibly strong, and it filters through so many layers of society that I think he's basically stumble-proof. What I think about the so-called Republicans, who I call Republicans, is that if they are not ready and willing at this point to introduce a bill of impeachment, then they are ipso facto on his side, you know, even if only by default. And this is the scariest thing of all to me, because we have nothing. We have no press, we have no opposition, and we don't have a groundswell of popular outrage large enough to even approach a critical mass.
I think you've been listening to my show too long, Richard.
It'll only be at the very end of his tenure.
Richard, did you hear what I said in a semi-comedic manner? Have you been listening to my show a little too long? You're starting to sound like me.
No, I only came to you about a year ago. I've been thinking, talking, and writing this way since 2007. Listen,
Hey, Richard, you'd be a good fill-in for me, because it sounds like I'm listening to myself talk.
No, this was going to happen.
Richard, I said you'd be a good fill-in for Michael Savage, and I don't say that to too many people, because you're almost saying the very words that I think and say every day.
Well, that's a nice compliment, and
Richard, what do you do for a living? Are you a writer?
Part-time writer, yes.
But what do you do for, you want to say what you do for a living, or is that not important?
I'm an IT specialist.
Well, you're very, very, let us say, insightful. So let's go back to my main question. He is bulletproof in the sense of being unable to stumble. He's caught at every turn. He's protected at every turn by the vermin in the media. And I use that word in the most pointed manner. I hate them. I despise the media. They've destroyed this country. I have nothing but contempt for the people in the mainstream media. They get me sick. And that goes for most of the people on Fox News as well. There's only one person on Fox News who I think has any you-know-what, and that's Judge Pirro. I love her. I think she should be president of the United States, by the way. There's a few other women with a pair of you-know-whats. The rest of them are a bunch of lackeys. They sicken me. So, given that they all support him, and given that they won't say it like it is, do you think that this is coming to a head? Do you think he's ratcheting up his insanity to an extent that he will eventually stumble?
I think he's ratcheting up his insanity to the extent that he would love for us to eventually stumble fatally. Whether or not he stumbles or he stumbles into the Secretariat Generalship of the United Nations, who knows? He's got three...
Oh, my God. Don't even say that. Oh, my God. What damage could he do as UN General Secretary after leaving this country in shambles? I can't imagine that.
Well, what's a bigger plum? And what United States president, even a Republican, might not be daunted from vetoing a decision made with an American former president at the head of that body?
Oh, you're giving me a new nightmare. I didn't sleep last night, so now I have another night of sleeplessness to look forward to. How do you feel about my observation? And this was a very harsh observation, but it had to be said. That just as Hitler changed the demographics of nations that he conquered by deporting entire populations to Germanify them and to create nations in his own image, Obama is changing this nation into his own image by importing entire populations to alter the demographics of the United States. Is that, in your opinion, an acute observation?
Well, I think it's an accurate observation as far as it goes, but in addition to bringing in large segments of other populations, he's also affectationally, as it were, changing the way Americans think about people who are illegal. I mean, we don't even use the word illegal alien anymore. They're immigrants, they're hard workers, and they're just looking...
No, but now this is something different. This is 60,000 children from Central America being bused into this country through Mexico. They're not coming here to work. They don't do any jobs. They're wards of the state. What is he doing this for?
Just icing on the cake for the 800,000 children that he made legal with a stroke of his executive order pen some months ago, and the 30 million he hopes to legalize with an amnesty law. So it's what do you call it a safety buffer? It can't be a good thing.
You know, I want to. There's so much to talk about with an intelligent caller such as yourself. I guess we can't do it all in a minute or so. Neville Chamberlain. Neville Chamberlain was, as you know, the head of the Labour Party in England. And when he came back from Germany and said, I have this note from Herr Hitler, which says that the Anglo-German alliance is stronger than ever, will never go to war again. And everyone cheered. Of course, Hitler then invaded Poland or Czechoslovakia, whichever it was. And shortly thereafter, Chamberlain was removed from office by his own Labour Party because he'd become a liability, to the Labour Party itself. Do you think that the Democrat Party could ever remove Obama because he's becoming a liability to the Democrat Party, per se?
I think they're so invested in him. They're in for a dime. They're in for a dollar. And they've bought the ticket and they're taking the ride. No, I don't see that happening. Short of a national calamity, which even to my mind is as yet unimaginable.
Okay, Richard, I'm going to extend myself to you. Would you stay on the line? I'd like Neil to get your email address. I'd like to stay in touch with you. I love your insights. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It is 2:24 on the West Coast. I guess that means it's 5:24 on the East Coast. We haven't yet played Nancy Pelosi, who had something to say about something. And I think that we should look for that sound. I had it in a few seconds ago. Let's play Nancy Pelosi and her wisdom. We must have the wisdom of Nancy Pelosi now in the Savage Nation.
Why do you support the NSA's illegal and ubiquitous data collection?
Well, I have questions about the metadata collection that they were collecting, unless they had a reason to do so. I didn't support Amash, that resolution. I didn't think that was the appropriate resolution. But I do think that the burden is on the department, and I have fought them for years, on the community, fought them for years on the wide swath that they have put out there.
Okay, so now Nancy Pelosi did not support, or she did support the NSA spying program? I don't really know. I don't think she really knows. I know she was basically blindsided by this young man who won a prize and got a chance to get around the great woman, and not for a ravioli recipe, but to meet the great woman herself, and he asked her this question about the NSA spying program, and she then gave an answer that was all over the map. So maybe that was unfair, and perhaps he'll now go on a terrorist watch list because he dared challenge authority. And as you well know, although the liberals had bumper stickers in the 70s which said challenge, question authority, now that the left-wing slime is the authority, you're not allowed to question them. You understand how fascism works, don't you? If you read Animal Farm, you know everything. If you haven't read Animal Farm by George Orwell, well, I suggest that you do, and I didn't write it. George Orwell is not my anonymous name from the 1930s. I don't claim to know the man, but I do know that he wrote a book that predated everything that is going on in our country today. KSFO, San Francisco, Drew, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, you're absolutely right about the invasion from the south. We are experiencing an onslaught of people that dwarfs the Normandy invasion. It's not a racist thing. It's a nation trying to defend its own borders. If you look at it, they know that our system is overwhelmed. They can just bum rush us, throw themselves at us in such numbers.
But wait, here's the thing no one seems to understand. Obama's making it sound like these children from Guatemala and El Salvador are just walking in through Mexico. They cannot do that. The Mexicans do not let immigrants walk through their nation. They are being ushered through on a superhighway in accord with Cecilia Munoz and Barack Obama in order to dilute the population dynamics of the United States of America. This is a plan to destroy the demographics of America. Okay, maybe it went over the heads of most. You didn't even read about this. He did it last night. While you were still talking and getting over the head slap of the deserter story, he then demanded $1.4 billion for 60,000 illegal children.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287.
In my view, in the view of thousands of other soldiers, America is less safe, and the world is a more dangerous place than it was 48 hours ago before their release.
Those are guys who serve with the traitor. Now, something I got to tell you, I'm the only one in the media who's even talking about the children coming across the border. Obama did this last night just before fleeing to Poland, and he used his mouthpiece, Cecilia Munoz, former director of La Raza, the brown supremacist group, who is now deeply ensconced inside the White House to make certain that America's demographics are changed forever, in my estimation. And now, last night, they tell us they need $1.4 billion in federal money immediately to cope with these children from Central America. They didn't have the money for our soldiers in our VA hospitals. They didn't have doctors for our soldiers in VA hospitals, veterans who served us, but they have doctors and money and lawyers for these kids from Honduras, from Guatemala. Now, why are they coming here? Because they've been told to come here. They're coming from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, from their horrible nations where violence and gut-wrenching poverty exists. And now we're supposed to take them in while the country is a basket case financially, a basket case in crime, a basket case in national identity. And Cecilia Munoz and Barack Obama are bringing in, now they say, at least 60,000 of these so-called children. Children? I saw pictures of them lining up at the border. I saw pictures of them getting on the Greyhound bus to Arizona. They didn't look like children to me. Because Obama has said he will not deport children, they're flooding into America from Central America. There are now at least 60,000 of these illegal aliens in our country. They're coming in from the Mexican, across the Mexican border. Obama last night, before fleeing to Poland to get away from yet another scandal, has demanded an extra $1.4 billion in federal money to cope with them. And to make matters worse, Obama has said he's going to put these children at two military bases, Air Force bases at that. What is that going to do to our military readiness? Do you not see a pattern here? Do you not see a president out to destroy this country at every level? I know you say you can't believe what you're hearing. It's a national radio show. How can I jump to that conclusion? Because I've crossed over. I've crossed the line. I can't take it anymore. I couldn't sleep last night. I was up all night. I've never seen anything like this. He is absolutely doing everything he can, as fast as he can, to not only change the demographics of America forever, but also to weaken America forever in a way that we will never imagine could be done by a single man. And unless there's an immediate impeachment move, we're not going to survive Barack Obama's madness. I am convinced he has gone crazy. I am personally convinced he is so drunk on his power, in that he has gotten away with virtually everything he has done, legal, illegal, constitutional, unconstitutional, doesn't matter, got away with it because we have no opposition party, no press, no nothing. So he figures, who's going to stop me? I'll do whatever I want. So now he's allowing radical brown supremacists like Cecilia Munoz, formerly director of La Raza, which means the race, and it only means the brown race, by the way, to tell us that it's a humanitarian crisis for these, quote, children. Have you seen the pictures of these children from Central America? Many of them are old enough to carry AK-47s. Many of them are old enough to have tattoos put on their necks and join gangs. No, they're not all children, and they're not all coming here to become good Americans. There's another reason he's bringing in this army of children. I want to tell you, we have turned the corner with Barack Obama. Unless there's an immediate impeachment hearing, he's going to get a lot worse before he gets better. To show you how biased the media is, here in San Francisco, this story is not even being covered in the newspaper. Headline, iconic dive bars of San Francisco. Muni sick out continues. There's not one mention of the scandal that's raging across America. Ex-celeb couples SF home. When good actresses go bad. This is what San Francisco is fed on, day and night, night and day. The most backwards, mean-spirited city in the United States of America. Not one scintilla of truth about what the dictatorship that is emerging in America looks like or what it's becoming. Not one scintilla of it. Now, look, listen to what I said to you. I've said many things to you so far today. I believe Obama is purposely trying to destroy the country. And I'll stick by those words. It's nothing new. Not for me, anyway. I've written two books on that subject. I've written two best-selling books on the subject and two novels on the subject in many ways. So if I say trickle-up poverty, trickle-down tyranny, many of you bought the books. You know what I'm talking about. I documented my thesis with numerous references. And I'm telling you, it's getting worse than it's ever been. Now let me get into what I've really been holding back. As you know, one of the hobbies of mine is history. It's not my original subject matter of training. I'm trained in other fields, but history has become one of my hobbies. And one of the sources for my knowledge of history is the, used to be called Military History Channel. This was fantastic documentary footage, and I love to watch it. Last night I was stunned as I was laying in bed, watching again something about what Hitler and the Nazis did as they tried to change the demographics of lands that they conquered. They would either move people out of the country into extermination camps or deport entire populations away from areas that they wanted to Germanize, re-Germanize. They wanted to change the demographics of conquered lands to reflect their sick image of the master race. And so they deported or exterminated entire populations. Now watch the logical leap that I'm going to make. Obama is importing entire populations into this country in order to permanently alter the demographics of the United States. Let me repeat that sentence. It occurred to me last night while watching the documentary on what Hitler was doing, and it scared me. Because what Obama is doing is the reverse of what Hitler's doing, but it's going to have a similar effect in one regard. He is importing entire populations to permanently alter the demographics of the United States of America. Many of you can't even absorb what I just said to you. And I believe the motivation is strictly racial. I believe this is the most, if not racially conscious, then the most racially divisive administration in the history of this country. I see what they do and I listen to their speeches. And it's a very dangerous situation when they target a specific demographic in this country for, let us say, the problems of America, which is the white male. Let's look at the headlines as you call 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation. Again, I want to repeat what I said to you. All of what I said to you, you've already heard somewhere else in one way or another. You already heard it somewhere else in one way or another. I understand that. You think you've heard it all. The one thing I said that you didn't hear anywhere else tonight on the Savage Nation is that there is a precedent for what Obama did. Now, I'm not giving him a pass. It was wrong for him to do it, in my estimation. But Israel did it. But Israel did it in a far more dramatic manner. They released 1,000 Palestinian terrorists to get back one of their men. They were wrong for doing it. The Israeli people went nuts when the Israeli liberal government did that. But they did it nevertheless. Here are the headlines on the Drudge Report, which has the best headlines right now. Qatar allowing released Taliban men to move freely in country. He's being reintegrated, is he? Military hides Bengal Bergdahl from public view. We'll call him Bengal Tiger. Flashback. In 2010, it was reported that he had converted to Islam and taught captives bomb-making skills. That was reported in a newspaper in 2010 in England, that he had converted to Islam and taught captives bomb-making skills. The New York Times reports that he left a note explaining his desertion before going AWOL. He's not a POW. Susan Rice lied, by the way. He is not a hero. He did not serve with distinction. Susan Rice is a liar. Susan Rice is a serial liar. Susan Rice should be fired immediately. Susan Rice lied about Benghazi. Susan Rice is lying about Bengal Tiger. He wanted to renounce his American citizenship. There are many other stories. How many men died looking for this traitor? 14. 14 soldiers died searching for Bengal Tiger. How many men are going to die now that the terrorists have been released from Guantanamo? Remember, our men are still out there in the mountains of Afghanistan. They're still out there. And we have just now released some of the most hardline, ruthless killers to go back there and try to kill more of our men. How many more soldiers are going to be killed, Mr. Obama? Hey, hey, ho, ho. How many soldiers have you killed today, Mr. Obama? Hey, hey, ho, ho. How many soldiers have you killed today, Mr. Obama? There are many stories here, and they're all integrated around the fact that did Obama save a rat? That's the headline on the Drudge Report. There's another very troubling story that you probably haven't heard anything about. Obama's henchman, Eric Holder, has now just vowed to fight against homegrown extremists. And I'm quoting now, U.S. revives group to fight homegrown extremists. Let me read the story from Reuters. The United States is reviving a law enforcement group to investigate those it designates as domestic terrorists, Eric Holder's Department of Justice announced today. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means that he's not going to focus on Islamic extremism abroad. He's going to only focus on domestic terrorism here in the United States of America. Now, the punchline of this is that events such as the Boston Marathon bombing by the two Muslims would not have even come under the purloin of this organization. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, look, as we move to the end of the show today on the Savage Nation, I got to tell you, the country is in turmoil from this administration. It's no excuse that I'm not a fan of Barack Obama. And I'm not trying to be understated here. The fact of the matter is we're living in a dictatorship. He's gone around Congress over and over again, and now he fled off to Poland in order to appear like the petty dictator he is at the D-Day celebration this Friday, like he's a great American hero. He's about as much of a commander-in-chief as the released traitor, the rat, is a hero captured on the battlefield. It's sickening. In fact, the headlines today on the Drudge Report are shocking. You want to hear the latest headline? Did Obama save a rat? R-A-T, question mark. That's what people are saying. Are you ready? This was just revealed from the Mail Online in London. Bo Bergdahl left a letter telling comrades at Afghan base he was leaving to start a new life and didn't want to fight for America. As the Army just announced, he does face desertion charges. They found the note all of a sudden? Yeah, okay. Now, this is going to put Obama under more pressure. After Susan Rice, the serial liar who lied about Benghazi, said he served with honor and distinction, okay? They also freed five of the worst Taliban killers in the world. That would be like freeing Hitler and his cohorts. Shall I name them all? You probably don't know who they are. Hitler, Himmler, would you like to hear the names? They don't matter. Is that what we should have done after World War II? Well, that's what Obama just did. A former comrade who was there when Bergdahl disappeared from his post 5 years ago finally spoke to Mail Online and he said, as far as I'm concerned, Bergdahl deserted his men and should face the firing squad. He had walked off his post. He started a new life. It's shocking, ladies and gentlemen. But this is only a continuance of more of what Obama has done to this nation. He's gone around Congress numerous times. He's given America the middle finger, but wait, it gets worse. Children from Honduras are pouring across the Mexican border. And where is Obama putting them? On military bases. It's costing taxpayers billions. Did you hear that the White House last night, after doing this to us about the POW, so-called, asked for an extra $1.4 billion in federal money to cope with the surge of so-called children crossing the southern border? Listen to what I'm saying to you. At least 60,000 children from Central America have been caught this year trying to cross the Mexican border illegally. Where the hell do you think they're going to put them? And why do you think Obama's encouraging these illegal aliens into the country so they can vote and bust the country in two? I can't do this anymore. I can't get this angry anymore. I can't sleep at night. I told you today that I'm a big student of World War II, and I was shocked as I was watching a story about Hitler's Germany last night, and I saw how Hitler tried to change the demographics of Nazi Germany by deporting entire populations that didn't match the German ideal. Well, now Obama is importing entire populations to alter the demographics of the United States forever. Is he bringing these so-called children in because they're productive citizens? Are they coming here to work? They're coming here to suck the nation dry. Are you people that crazy to not understand what he's doing? And by the way, am I the only one who knows who Munoz is? Munoz, a domestic policy advisor? Cecilia Munoz? She is the former director of La Raza, the most racist brown supremacist group on the planet. She is now telling us that this is a humanitarian crisis. This is utter nonsense. This administration is out to destroy the United States of America forever. I'm sorry I had to go there. But you know, we learned today that Eric Holder has vowed to fight not against foreign enemies, but against, quote, homegrown extremists. That should scare you. Because to many of us, the homegrown extremists are in the government. And they are setting this up in the most dangerous way. And by the way, those Taliban killers, they're allowed to move around freely in the country that Obama sent them to. Meanwhile, the military is hiding Bergdahl from public view. Meanwhile, it was reported in 2010 that he converted to Islam and taught the captors bomb-making skills. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that he left a note explaining his desertion before going AWOL. Meanwhile, it's proven that he wanted to renounce his American citizenship. Meanwhile, it's reported that 14 soldiers were lost searching for this rat. 14 soldiers were lost searching for this rat that Obama has held up as a war hero. Meanwhile, the release of terrorists is an impeachable offense, according to a former federal prosecutor. It goes on and on and on. And now Obama fled America to Poland, ready to preen before the world about his D-Day experiences. Round and round it goes. Where the anger explodes, nobody knows. And the border flood. Don't forget the border flood. Tens of thousands of illegal alien children are being invited into this country and being stashed on old military bases. Who is going to pay for it, you morons? You are. You are. Our soldiers are dying in our VA hospitals, but Obama asks for $1.4 billion to house and medicate and educate these children from other countries. And by the way, they're not all children. Some of them are 18 years old. You think some of them are not going to become gangbangers? You betcha. It's the Savage Nation. It's not a happy day for me, and it's not a happy day for you, infidels. But I will tell you this. He is going to continue to break the law as often as he can until eventually he does something that even his own party will say enough is enough and they will turn on him. I believe Barack Obama is raging out of control.
Savage.